The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Structural racism and sexism at Virginia Military Institute were heavily scrutinized in 2020 and 2021, leading to leadership changes at the school. In Sounds Like Hate, a podcast from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Jamila Paxima and Yvonne Laddie explore how VMI's Confederate roots are felt by the students and graduates of today. Patrick Larson spoke with Paxima last week.
Hi, Jamila.
Hi, Patrick. It's great to be here with you.
Season 4 of Sounds Like Hate examines the places in our culture where white supremacy manifests. In beginning work on this season, what made the story of VMI an important example?
What really caught our attention about this story was just how astounding it was, how much the worshiping of the Confederacy was happening in an academic setting in a state school. We have been tracking lots of stories of extremism in our country and how hard it is to actually teach the truth about our history. And VMI ended up having so many examples of places of and opportunities of change and growth that it intrigued us to take a look at now that they're being called out really publicly about this. What are they going to do?
In reporting this story, you spoke with VMI students and alumni who experienced racism from peers and faculty. In this clip from the podcast, graduate Kanaya Lee describes an experience she had in class with a professor.
She looked at me and then she laughed and she said she wasn't sure on if she should share the story or not, and then she went to tell the story. So she started that like she was from Ohio and her dad was a high-ranking member in the KKK.
Lee and other students attempted to address problems by engaging the school publicly or privately. How would you say VMI responded?
When she tried to anonymously complain about this teacher, which was very difficult as the only Black person in this class, right? And when she went to do this complaint with the school, they said, well, you're a senior, you know, and if you file a complaint, it's going to take like a year. You're going to have to stay here for another year. So they would just find excuses and ways to make it so difficult to actually file a complaint, to really allow these students to be fully heard.
In the time since VMI's public reckoning, have we seen the beginnings of the cultural shift that the students you spoke to are calling for?
It's a school that has now a new leader, which is Major General Cedric Wins. He is a VMI alum. He's an African-American two-star general. He has a really enormous task ahead of him. I mean, this is a school that has been called a place where white men are meant to lead white men. He put in place a diversity and inclusion officer, which is the first one they've had at the school in its 183-year history now. But even if you talk to the head of D&I, Dr. Love, she'll tell you, I mean, a minimum, you need 4 years. Like, you've got every single class has to be out of there. And some people say it might take 10 years, it might take more. I mean, it is a systemic culture that's embedded there.
Season 4 of Sounds Like Hate explores manifestations of white supremacy in our current moment. The first two episodes, both on the culture at VMI, are available this week wherever you listen to your podcasts. This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.